Once upon a time lived a man who was rich as rich can be, who was old can be. He had many possessions, but if you asked him about his most prized treasure, he would point to his three daughters. He loved his three daughters endlessly. The elderly father was going to leave all his treasure to his three daughters, but he couldn't decide how to share it between them. Should the youngest get the least and the oldest the most? Should they draw lots to decide? Should he gather it all together and split it into three parts? One night, while he laid in bed, thinking of what he would do, the father fell asleep and dreamt of an old man. The father was not young himself, but he had never seen such an old man in all his life. The old man said to him,
"Ask your daughters how much they love you. Give them as much treasure as they give you their love."
When he awoke the next morning, the elderly father knew what to do. First, he called on his eldest daughter. He asked her,
"O daughter of mine, how much do you love me?"
The eldest daughter answered, "Daddy, I love you as much as the gold in your treasure is many." The elderly father thought that an excellent answer. Next, he called on his middle daughter. The middle daughter had heard her sister's answer and answered the question like this, "Daddy, I love you as much as this grand house." The elderly father was quite pleased with the answers he received. Last, it was time for the youngest daughter. Between you and me, this young girl had a special kind of love for her father. The question was asked once more.
"Tell me, my youngest, how much do you love me?"
The young girl didn't know what to say. How could she measure her love? In bags as flour? In miles as a road? Out of the corner of her eye, she caught a glimpse of the garden outside. She ran out, scooped up a handful of soil and returned, her eyes shining. "This, father," she said, "this is just how much I love you." The elderly father was enraged by this answer. From his elder children, he had received gold and a grand house's worth of love. From his youngest, a handful of muddy dirt. He shared out his worldly belongings then and there. He gave his eldest his gold, his middle child his houses. Of course, he did not forget his youngest.
"Although you have angered me, I cannot bear to send you away empty-handed. Seeing as you love dirt so much, dirt it is that you will have," he said, and gave her a barren, empty field.
Time went on, and the father went to visit his daughters. He started the visit with his oldest daughter. When he arrived, he could not believe his eyes. His daughter was sitting in front of a small hut, deep in thought. There was no sign or sight of all the gold and silver he had given her.
"What is the meaning of this, daughter? What happened to all that gold?" he asked.
"Oh, Daddy, it's so awful. I thought that gold would never end. I didn't work. I spent it all, and now it's all gone."
The elderly father was deeply saddened. He took his oldest and set out to see his middle child. They reached the grand house he had given his daughter. The good thing was the house was still standing, but when they looked inside, they found other people living there. The middle daughter heard her father had come to visit her and went to meet him. The elderly father asked,
"Oh, my daughter who loves me as much as grand houses and palaces, why are there strangers living in our house?"
"Oh, Daddy, it's so awful. I was wasteful. I sold them all. I spent the money. I have nothing left."
The elderly father was as shocked as he was sad. He was still a little angry at his youngest, but having come all this way, he wanted to see her too. He set out to see his youngest and took his two older daughters with him. They made it to the barren, empty field he had given her. None of them could believe their eyes. Where there was an empty field now stood a grand house, surrounded by fruit trees. Apricots, peaches, sour cherries, apples. The youngest daughter saw her family and quickly ran to their side. Her father asked the young girl,
"Oh, my daughter, I gave you nothing but a barren, empty field. How can all this be?"
The girl answered, "Oh, Daddy, it's so wonderful. I took a handful of soil, I dug it up, I planted a sapling, I cared for it dearly. The sapling gave me a tree, the tree gave me fruit, I sold them and grew rich. As I said, I love you like I love this soil. This is what I meant all those years ago." Then she picked three apples from the apple tree nearby. One she gave to her father, one she shared with her sisters, and the last one she sent to the children who read this story.